Life's like that, isn't it? Only the other day I was walking in the West End and suddenly I was set upon by hordes of fans and admirers who wanted to touch my clothes. So I took sanctuary in a nearby cinema. Normally, of course, I don't go in, but that day I saw something that really moved me. I'd like to share this wonderful experience with you. It was The Sound of Music.
Hello and welcome to show 80 of Radio Clash, and this is the airy hairy fairy edition of Radio Clash. That was absolutely great. That's the Bonzo Dog Band, or Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, or the Bonzo Dog Dada Band, depending on what period of history they're from. That's from Gorilla, and no, the one at the front was Gorilla, that was another one. That's Hello Mabel, great track from, well, I've got it from Volume 1, the intro, but I can't remember which album. I think it might be Tadpoles, I'm not totally sure. And then before at the front was the famous Sound of Music from Gorilla. You might have seen that in the old BBC clip. And I thought it was about time to play some Bonzo Dog. And I was about to, and then over at Wobcast, they played a track, and I was like, ah! I actually had a request a long, long time ago to actually play some Bonzo Dog, so about time. And at this point, it's I contractually have to remind you that, of course, the name Death Cab for Cutie is actually a Bonzo Dog Doodah song. And so the band got their name from the song, which is on Gorilla, which I was going to play, but I actually prefer Hello Mabel slightly more. But that Viv Stansel does a very, very good Elvis Presley, I was going to say Elvis Costello, no, Elvis Presley impression. He's a very good crooner, very inspired by a lot of the 78s they used to, he used to buy, and a bit like Tiny Tim, he used to buy them and sort of learn them and then change the words. So a bit of copyright theft there. We approve of that. And I don't know how I got into the Bonzo Dog mood. It was partly because after Pride, I was staying round at Gary and Kirk's, and what happened is that they had a Viv Stansel documentary with all the Bonzo Dog people talking about Viv Stansel, and I watched that. And of course, my claim to fame is I've been taught by Roger Ruskinspear at Chelsea years and years ago. My foundation, I taught 3D design for about a couple of months by him. Nice bloke. Well, slightly weird, but yeah, nice. So this is not the 80s show. It was supposed to be the 80s show, but I recorded it and it ended up 2 hours and it still wasn't really happy with it. So apart from the fact there's a mix later on the show, which is kind of inspired by a mix that was cut out of the 80s show, that will happen in the future. As mentioned on the blog, I was in Amsterdam with Kirk. I had a great time. That podcast will probably be the next podcast, edit all together, and it'll be very fun to edit, but all those interviews and stuff, because we met up with Bicycle Mark and Madge Weinstein. So Richard was there. So we did not the first, apparently, dinghy cast, but I think we did the first small bloat cast, I'm going to call it. I'll probably find out that's been done as well, because apparently there was a sort of German podcast crew that did a podcast on Mark's boat, the Red August. Dinghy's a little bit sort of putting it down. It's a bit bigger than a dinghy. Only just. No, it's a very good boat, and I had a very good tour. Thank you, Mark, for that. And enjoyed all the delights of Amsterdam, some of them rather too well. I'll just say, don't do the space cakes, kids. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. So I'm going to start with, as you do, I'm going to start with some Carter USM. I'm going on a kind of a bit of a sort of a 90s, early 90s, late 80s indie kick at the moment, because I bought the Wedding Present album, George Best Plus, and I've been doing various research for the Pop Is Dead mix, which I never got around to doing, which I will do. Marty Backfree can be in our crew. I will do it eventually. It might be in 2020, but I will do it. It's all there. This is one of the tracks I'll be using, and there's a few other tracks, Secret Joy. And so I kind of like looking at Carter and various other things for this mix. I found all kinds of things that I haven't heard for ages. And so this is Do Re Mi, So Far So Good.
Have a good time all the time.
I intend to.
Good side, all helpless. pocket, my pocket, my pocket, there's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket, there's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket, there's a hole in my pocket.
Money, cash, money, cash, money, cash, money, cash.
More money, more cash, more hoes. 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 More money, more cash, more hoes.
Best things in life are free.
Cash my shit.
You can give them to the birds and bees.
Cash my shit.
Money.
Tiki home, a message on the screen says don't make plans, you're broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the times is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, 5 days till I see right. No.
It's a rich man's world.
More money, more cash, more hoes. More money, more cash, more hoes. Cash more hoes, more money, more cash, more hoes. 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 More money, more cash, more hoes.
I tried to phone a friend, my credit's in the red. I tried to skip the fam, Tiki inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line, you don't care.
But not many people have mixed from the 199 Rip Groove, mixed with Seven Nation Army, into Whistle Stop by Roger Whittaker. Yes, that Roger Whittaker. And yes, you're all going, that sounds really familiar. Well, that's the sample where the hamster dance is from. Aha, now you know. I love that. It's really funky. And so I thought I'd inflict it on you. Ha. And that little sort of last four songs was dedicated to Bastard at the Asylum. I know I said, oh, it's the last Bastard. Oh, then it's not the last Bastard, and it's Last Bastard at the Asylum. No, it definitely was the last Bastard at the Asylum, the one that's just gone. I will miss that venue greatly. Small, intimate club. I don't think it will be totally the same elsewhere. I've not tried Bastard at the 93 Feet East, but it's just a large venue, whereas, you know, small, unlicensed venue, it's just like some kind of Shebeen or some dive. There's not going to be anywhere like that. The last song played was the song that I played before Roger Whittaker, and the mix by Dix, which is not Chicks with Dix, it's called Dix or D-I-X, I don't know, ST Rip E-Groove, which is, I think, is quite an old one, but it came around on my iPod very recently. And then before that was Josh Console, Bastard 97 Made Me Do It, which he did for when he played Bastard a couple of months back, and it was the last song. Well, the second to last song played at a Bastard of the Asylum, so I had to play that. And then before that was Team 9, done for his Superchunk, which just aired on XFM. The Money Song, which is Hard 5 versus Jay-Z versus ABBA versus Red Hot Chili Peppers versus Flying Lizards versus The Kitchen Sink versus Anyone Who Knows Me. Very, very good. I like that a lot. It reminds me a lot, actually, of my Money Mix. So it's a man after my own heart. And apparently Hard 5 I liked his Cash Machine. Remember Clash Machine boot that I played, which was Hard Fire versus Clash. Apparently liked it so much they bought the company. No, they gave him the acapellas. So he's actually got the acapellas, lucky bugger. And then before that was Dare Me So Far So Good by Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. Great to hear that. I think I'll do a little bit more 90s in a minute. I've talked about Bastard. I'm going to play a oldie but goodie. And you'll probably know this one. I didn't realise this band, which is Wedding Present, were actually that big in the States. But reading up about them, apparently they are kind of seen as the four grandfathers of emo, which is a bit of a horrible thing to put up on them, because they're not really emo. I can see the similarity, but... certainly John Peel loved them greatly, and so did I. I think David Gedge is one of the biggest kind of thwarted lovers in rock and roll or pop. There's something about his sort of tunes that he's always like unhappy in love, as they say it. And this is a classic song. As I said, I bought the George Best plush, which has Give My Love to Kevin. It has Everybody Knows He Looks Daft. All About Eve. I mean, the good thing about their stuff is the titles are almost as good. It's a bit like some bootlegs. It's like, you know, you don't actually want to hear it, but you think the title's really good. And when you hear it, it's disappointment, which in the case of Wedding Present is not totally true, although sometimes certainly in the early stuff the titles are a bit more clever than the songs. But I do like them greatly. So I was wondering, I'm currently working in Harrow. If you've ever been to Harrow, it's a shithole. If my employer's listening, oh, I love it greatly. No, it's kind of, I'm working on an industrial site in Harrow, and anyway, I'll stop my rambling. Here's Brass Neck.
Still don't feel better. I just wonder if it can be like. man, a mess you're in. Call your boyfriend upon the telephone. You hear a strange man's voice say he's not at home. Just a joke. Guess what? I miss your ear. Standing at the bar alone, someone you know comes up the stairs. But he's with friends of his, and you're not friends of theirs. A mess you're in. You call your boyfriend upon the telephone. You hear the strange man's voice saying he's not at home. Nobody loves you, nobody when you're old and gay. Nobody loves you. They say your love is just a joke. My place.
Right. Ooh. Hey. Danger.
Ooh.
Right.
Hey, 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 hey.
All the things you said, all the things you said, run through my head. All the things you said, run through my head. This is not enough.
I'm in serious shit. I've been told to do less. If I'm asking for help, it's only because I've been with you. It's opened my eyes. Could I ever believe such a perfect surprise?
I keep asking myself, wondering how I can close my eyes, but I can't block you out. Wanna fly to a place where it's just you and me, nobody else, so you can be free.
All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head. All the things you said, running through my head. All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head. All the things you said, running through my head. This is not enough.
Up, feeling cornered and rushed. They say it's my fault, but I want her too much. Wanna fly away, where the sun and the rain coming over my face, wash away all the shame.
Well, stop and stare, don't bury me. Oh, cause yeah. I'm feeling for her, what she's feeling for me. I can try to pretend, I can try to forget, but it's driving me mad, going out of my head.
A guitar.
Yeah. All right. Well, come on, right? looking at me. Tell me, what do you see? Yes, I've lost my mind. Come on now.
Are you looking at me? Will I ever be free? Have I crossed the line?
All the Things You Said. At last, a decent cover of that song. I actually quite like that song, but I hated Tattoo. Tattoo, Fake Lesbians, annoying. But Boss Hoss are... I really like what they do. I know people go, oh, but there's Hey C, Dixie and all those other ones and the Goods who did it first, but I like Boss Hoss. There's something I like about them. Certainly their version of Toxic with all the whip cracks had and I played that to Kirk and also Toxic, and Kirk was in stitches on the way to Euroshame. And then before that, from the album which is From the Closet to the Charts, Queer Noises 61 to 78, that was the Dead Fingers Talk with Nobody Loves You When You're Old and Gay from 1978, and that's a really good compilation. I remember QX Bear, otherwise known as Tyler, who does the I Twirl Lamely podcast. You're probably going to edit that, which is very, a very good podcast, by the way. You must check it out. And he mentioned it on his live journal, and I thought, oh, that looks a good compilation, but I'll probably never see it, hide nor hair of it. And then I was in the second-hand shop and saw it and thought it must have been a promo copy that someone had decided to ditch. It's very good. It goes from the delights, in quotes, of Birdie Beth and Rodney Dangerfield, who's played on this show, like Florence of Arabia and Bee Bubba, I'd Rather Fight Than Swish, all that sort of camp record stuff, the sort of comedy stuff, Via the Tornadoes, Do You Come Here Often, Teddy and Daryl. I think I played Teddy and Daryl a long, long time ago, these boots, very, very funny. To Joe Bryath, Peter Grudzian, who've played before, and the Ramones, and all the way up to Sylvester, which is, I think the point is that by the point of Sylvester, you had you sort of had gone over ground. Although apparently a song, well, obviously the mirror, everyone knows the Miracles, there's no, ain't nobody straight in LA, which is quite funny. Before that, what's it called? I think it might be Chris Robinson, Looking for a Boy. There's a really it's Valentina, I Was Born This Way, which I'd heard the song before in the later version, I think, but I didn't realise in 1975 that was the original version, it was the first ever disco classic, and someone covered it a couple of years later and made a hit out of it. But 75, my god. So that's very recommended. And then before that was, of course, Brass Neck by The Wedding Present. So I'm now going to play kind of a bit of a mix, and this is the Let's All Make a Bomb mix, and there is a serious side to it as well as a kind of a more of a frivolous side, which may or may not go together too well, but who knows. It's because the bombing in India happened, and also the 7/7 sort of memorial happened, and those of you who are long-term listeners would remember my recordings of that day and where I was and where I was working. I still can't listen to that intro. I just cannot listen. It's a very good show, and I love the interview with Earworm. I love the whole Pride thing, and it was like there was a mixture of highs and lows, which is good. I think that's good. You know, it wasn't so like, oh, I'm now going to do a really downbeat show about this, because that didn't seem to the point at the time. But the It's only that intro I cannot listen to. I still remember that day quite vividly. And the silence was quite odd, actually, having to do the 2-minute silence. And it's like, what do you do during a 2-minute silence apart from keep silence? You know, can you use a computer? Can you scribble? Can you write? Just to stand there. It's just a bit odd. It's a bit like if you saw Doctor Who, and those of you who haven't seen the second series now close your ears. They have a sequence in an alternate universe where everyone gets downloaded things from earpieces, and they all stop. And it's a bit like that. Pictures of people sort of obeying these silences. They've all got their heads bowed and like just stationary. It's just very odd. At least it didn't go as far as the lottery people who decided to walk through the office in a Osama bin Laden and terrorist costume, because it's apparently they're doing some raffle for a costume party, and they didn't realise to actually walk through the silence in sort of Osama bin Laden sort of costume. That's some going. The other thing, of course, guess what I took? I took a rucksack to Amsterdam, and I was travelling on 7/7, and it was like, oh, I didn't think about that at all. So I have some sympathy with them, because I didn't even think of that one. And I had a very odd situation with the guards walking on the train, just pointing at rucksacks, going, rucksack. And John pointed out, I should have pointed back and said, oh, crap guard. You know, it's a bit like, what? So what? You know, it wasn't as if like she was opening them and searching them. It was like, rucksack. I'm going to play this as there's more serious side about the whole, what's happened, the horrible things happened in India, but also the whole sort of questions about terrorism and revolution and bombing, and just some songs around that. People listen to the show know that I tend to kind of put it in the music rather than say it, because I'm not very good at saying it. Although, as Richard points out, I should maybe sort of have a persona. So maybe I should invent Mr. Ranty or something, because then you can just displace it on the persona. It's like a mask. Because I get really self-conscious when I'm ranting about politics. So it's only something that really pisses me off that I sort of go off on one. But I will say this about the whole 11/7 thing, is that the dates are very appropriate. I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a link to Al Qaeda, because they love prime numbers. It's like 9/11/7/7/23/7. Are you noticing anything? They're all primes. They love primes. It's really odd. All of the attacks have been on dates to do with prime numbers, and 11/7. It's all a bit convenient, really. So this is a. I'm going to start with the Kleptones. Are You a Visionary? Seems to be appropriate to the whole kind of sort of theme. Hope it makes sense.
I say to you today, my friend. Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of Georgia,
I'm counting down to the day deserve a fitting for a king. I'm waiting for the time when I can get to Arizona, cause my money is spent on a goddamn rent. Neither party is mine, not the jackets or the elephant. 20,000 Nicky brothers in the corner, not the cell block, but they come from California. Population is none in a desert and sun, with a contractor running things under his thumb. Staring hard at the postcards, isn't it odd and unique? Seeing people smile while in a heat of 120 degrees. Cause I wanna be free, what's a smiling face when the whole state's racist? Why I wanna howl day, damn it, cause I wanna. So if I celebrate it standing on a corner, I ain't drinking no 40, drinking time with a 9. Till we get some land, call me the trigger man. Looking for the governor, he ain't loving you hot. But hear the trouble, yeah, he's rubbing you wrong. Get the point and come along, he could get to the joint. I urinated on the state while I was kicking this song. Yeah. stare. You appear to be fair, the sucker over there. You try to keep it yesteryear, the good old days, the same old ways that kept us dying. Yes, you, me, myself, and I. Indeed, what he need is a nosebleed. Be between the lines, and then you see the lie. Politically planned, don't understand. That's all she wrote. When we see the real side, to hide behind a vote. And they can't understand why he the man. I'm singing by the king. They don't like it when I decide to mic it. Wait, I'm waiting for the day. For the man who demands respect, cause he was great. I'm on a one mission. To get a politician to honor, or he's a goner by the time I get to Arizona. Donor, 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 donor.
If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Bullshit y'all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned. Cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk, I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy. You sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Motherfucker, something wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it. My favorite mutiny. Yeah, is a mic on.
With you, your logic does
listen
not compute.
Come on, it's my favorite mutiny.
Death to the pigs is my basic statement. I spit street stories till I taste the pavement. Trying to stay out the pen where we face enslavement. Had a foolproof hustle till they traced the payments. I was gripping my palm around some shitty rum. Trying to find Psalm number 151. To forget what I'm owed as I clutch the Komodo red. Put down the bottle and come get the gun. Let's get off the chain like Kunta Kinte with a Mac-10. That one was gone like a dollar in a crack den. Steadily subtracting seeds and stems. Mind cloudy through the wheeze and phlegm. Numbing my brain off of that and the Jesus hymns. If we waiting for the time to fight these is them. Telling us to relax while they ease it in. We're getting greased again. The truth I write is so cold it'll freeze my pen. I boots Riley, it's a pleasure to meet you. Never let they punk ass ever defeat you. They got us on the corner wearing pleather and see-through. All y'all's gold mines, they wanna deplete you. I ain't just finna rap on the track. I'm finna clap on the back and it's been stacking to that. 500 years before Iceberg ever leaned back in the lack. Before they told Rosa Black in the back. Before the CIA told Ricky Ross to put crack in the sack. Then Gil Scott traded rapping for smack. This beat alone should get platinum plaques. I'd rather see a million of us ecstatic to scrap. Cause if we bapping them back, we automatically stack.
Dick Cheney, 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 D Dick Small,
Dick Cheney,
Dick Vick,
Dick Vick,
Dick Vick,
Dick Cheney,
Dick Vick,
Dick Vick,
Dick Cheney,
Dick Vick,
Dick Vick,
Dick Vick,
Dick Cheney,
I can't be small,
Dick Cheney.
Don't want no short,
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 Dick Cheney.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Congress, a man can be jailed in Afghanistan if his dick is not long enough.
His dick
is not long enough.
His dick
is not long enough.
His dick
is not long enough.
His dick
is not long enough.
Large or small.
Last year, some in this hall thought my dick was too small, but I believe it can be resolved diplomatically.
Small dicks should be able to band together, and I join the American people in applauding your unity and resolve.
Small and short, small and short, small and short, small and short.
A small
and short,
a small
and short,
small
and short.
Grow to be big,
big, big.
Every day we are called to do small things.
I know how painful it is to see a small dick.
Is there hope for me?
Do I have a chance?
And frankly, to you,
I have a small dick.
Let's
20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. Guided by a signal in the heavens.
Guided,
I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin.
I am guided by,
I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Now you're worried that I just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Sent me the monkey and the plywood violin. I practiced every night, now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
me. I used to live for music. Remember me. I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. But we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
Some of those that work forces. Trying to see the brute forces. Killing in the name of.
Time's gonna fall. Why is all that you can?
That was Early Bird, or GL Early Bird, otherwise known as Uganda, with Frankist Hollywood versus Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of, versus Two Tribes. And before that was First We Take Manhattan from, I think it's 1987 or 94, something in the mid-80s, Leonard Cohen. Apparently he was going to revive that song about a month before, he didn't play it since he played it, I think, in 87, and he was going to revive it a month before 9/11. Bad timing. Before that was Heaven 17 with Let's All Make a Bomb, and that's from their Penthouse on Pavement album, which I think came out in 81, might be 82. And before that, from Hello Young Lovers, is new shit. It's Sparks with Baby Baby Can Invade Your Country. There's something about that hook. Because the strange thing about the album, apart from one case, it doesn't have any beats or guitars, or has a little bit of guitar, but it has no beats, so it's like almost like they just stripped the drum track off. I don't know, that hook just gets in your head. And before that was something I found today, which is DJ Miff, or DJ MIF, with Short Dick Cheney. So funny, I love that so much. That's a classic, that is a classic. It's RX style classic. And then before that was Fucking Kill by Peaches, which is from the new album, which is now out, Peach My Bush. And that's the intro track, and I just love the way it sort of cuts into Impeach Bush. Then before that was The Coup, which is my favourite mutiny, which involves Black Thought and Talib Kweli, although they say The Coup.
It's coup.
Not coop. I suppose you can't rhyme stuff and money stuff with coup. And then before that was Are You a Visionary? The Kleptones from the Shimi Battles the Hip Hop Robots album. And sorry, my brain just didn't work then. So we're getting towards the end of the show. I'm going to play some Amity bootlegs rather than rant on about Lebanon and bombs and invasions and stuff. Look at your newspaper near you. It's going to hell. I do have a feeling it's going to be another World War III. Now I'm going to play a... this is by a couple of mashups by people that I've sort of new people. I haven't really heard much about, but I've just sort of... They've appeared on my iPod from various things I downloaded automatically, or I've downloaded them and they just come around and like, oh, that's really good. First one is by Budapest. This is Bite the Hand, Manana Hi-Fi. I think the last bit might just be the hi-fi bit, but Bite the Man Manana, Manana, whatever. They should have pronunciation guides of all these ID3 texts, shouldn't they?
you're gonna keep on sailing until you lose your happy home.
That's the sublime and lovely slow dive. It's a bit like when they describe lesbians and boys, they're always like glowing or sublime or lovely. Or, but no, that is a sublime slow dive. And their cover of Golden Hair, because of course Syd Barrett died a couple of days ago. So I almost played the original, but I've got a soft spot for that version because I used it in a bootleg of mine. But that's the original unexpurgated on Nina Simone singing along version. And it is a very, very beautiful. And it seems to be a bit of an air theme ending because before that was that Muddy Waters Honeybee versus Air electronic performance. And I'm about to play a track that's also relating to Air as well. It's called Air. And then before that was Bite the Hand Manana, which is El Manana by the Gorillaz versus Nine Inch Nails Bite the Hand That Feeds. Or Hand the Bite That Feeds, or whatever it is. I don't know. So, we've got towards the end of the show, I actually wanted to have a bit of a shout-out, because some of the tracks this week's episode have been inspired by Wobcast, and it's done by the people who do West of Bastard. Very, very good. Every week, or every couple of weeks they do it, they always play something that I go, shit, I was about to play that, or damn, I wish I'd known about that because I'd play it. Very good taste of music, done by Pete, Angus, and Chris, otherwise known as Lumpy. Angus Herring has been playing the show, and Pete Juxtaposer, who turned me on to Simon Ritchie. Which I got that CD and I bought it. Sent him off a check. It was very trusting. He sent it to you. Sends it to you, and then says send me the payment or send it back if you want, which I really appreciate that. So I was a bit late in doing so. I made sure I did, because that's the element of trust that I appreciate this day and age. And what else? Of course, Ben from Tracks Up the Tree for the next track I'm going to play by the Owls, because I heard it on his podcast. Very big podcast. It keeps coming around again and again, the same show, but still it's very good, second, third, fourth time around. And he does a very good sort of indie based podcast, indie, all kinds of music, even playing hip hop. Have a look on the website. There's a Tim's Podsquid list, which I do keep up to date. There's probably a few I haven't added to that, but have a look on mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's a blog. I'd love to get feedback, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And you can phone the UK Clash line, which is on 0700 5850 524, and leave a message. In fact, that reminds me, I've got a message to play, and I've forgotten to play it. And of course, I'm going to edit this bit out because, of course, it's going to sound really fucking unprofessional. But
well, Tim, this is Steve of the Holy 13 Nation Posse Crew Brotherhood thing. Factory, whatever.
Love that.
Just wanting to send you a message saying thank you for bringing that music to the summer, basically. I mean, how many people do that? And how many summers do you go through where you find something good and new to listen to? And that has happened because of you. And God knows I'm drunk and I'm going to go now. Bye.
Thank you, Steve, for that. Obviously, you were drunk, but no, thanks for appreciated. Very much appreciated. I meant to play that in the last show, and I was crap. Someone I know through LiveJournal. I do have a LiveJournal blog. Well, that's probably maybe an accurate description for it. But timbearcub.livejournal.com. is my life journal bog, I tend to post more personal stuff there, and you might get the inside track on a few things. Certainly if you are on Live Journal 2, it's free, you have befriended me, because I tend to kind of, it's a nice controlled environment. Radio Clash, I tend to keep for Radio Clashy stuff. So, yes, surprise, surprise. So, that's the end of the show. I'm going to play out with a track by the Owls, which is called Air. Funnily enough, it seems to have turned into an airy, hairy, hairy, airy ending. Maybe I should call the show the hairy, airy, hairy ending. That's me signing out. I hope you enjoy. And next show will be the one from Amsterdam. So, I'll speak to you soon. No, 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 no. fuck, 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 fuck. I hate it when it doesn't record. Hello and welcome to show 80 of Radio Clash. And this is the Airy Hairy Fairy.
Oh, wow. Ooh, this is the Can't Speak edition.